Hello, Market Watcher. I'm David Ravel, and this is Value Side for Thursday, May 6. First, Moderna and the novel vaccine. Then first quarter productivity is set to be reported. I expect to see a big jump. All that and the rest of corporate results, as well as the latest news on the economy, coming right up. Well, 15 months ago, a news story came over the wires that a highly contagious new coronavirus had been discovered in China. It would prove to be one of the most significant news stories of the year, and one that continues to have a major impact on our lives today. Almost everything that we thought we knew about this new virus back then proved to be false. The idea that it originated in a bat soup sold at a local open-air marketplace proved untrue, as did the concept that it was a localized event that would be isolated to just the Wuhan area. In fact, this virus has affected the entire world. At the front line in fighting this virus is the U.S. pharmaceutical companies. Moderna, one of the principal developers of a COVID-19 vaccine, will report their quarterly results this morning. And like Pfizer's recent report, it's expected that Moderna will have a significant gain in revenue from the sales of the new vaccine. In Pfizer's case, the new COVID vaccine brought $10 billion directly to their bottom line. And as bright as all of this is, there are still at least three significant clouds that hang over the development of these vaccines and their future. Now, the first cloud comes from the way in which the vaccines were developed. Washington, and this is back in the Trump administration, Washington recognized that we were facing a genuine crisis. And so they marshaled all of the power and influence of the federal government to quickly develop these vaccines, aimed at curtailing this rapidly spreading disease. This involved a strategy of allowing the drugs to sidestep the regular approval process. Instead of waiting for the normal FDA approval, which generally takes years, the government allowed these vaccines to be administered under an Emergency Use Authority, an EUA. It was the first time that I'm aware of that this authority has been used. But the role of the Food and Drug Administration in all this is not over. They are continuing in their primary role to approve the vaccines, and that process is expected to take another 2 years to complete. Until the process is completed, these drugs will continue to be administered under that emergency provision. But it leaves the companies who provide them in limbo, not quite approved, but exempt from any liability. Now, the second major cloud that hangs over the pharmaceutical companies is the seemingly endless ability of this virus to mutate. Just yesterday, it was reported that a new strain has appeared in India, and this new strain has a much higher infection rate than the old strain. Although I might add, it has not yet been demonstrated whether it is more lethal. So what will be the reaction of Moderna and the others? Will they have to develop a new vaccine for the new strain? Well, that's apparently what is about to happen. And in fact, most of the pharmaceutical companies have already announced that a booster shot will be needed next year, and presumably in the years that follow. Good news for Pfizer, Moderna, and J&J's cash flow, but not such good news for their patients. The final cloud hanging over this entire event relates back to the origins of the disease. If indeed most of what we assumed back in the beginning of the crisis proved to be wrong, what then was the origin of the virus? Increasingly, it appears that it was developed within a research lab. And if indeed that was the case, then it has an incredibly sinister overtone. Is it possible that a state actor, possibly China itself, has developed this virus as a way to even the playing field internationally? The thought is inconceivable. And yet, as we pointed out before, there was only one major economy that managed to come through 2020 unscathed, and that was China. And remember, that new strain that just broke out in India? Strains that it is exactly when those two countries are in an active conflict over their shared borders. All of this is pure speculation at this point, and it is brought about because there's so much we don't know. We seem to be in an era where information is plentiful, but the meaning behind the numbers is scarce. I'm sure we will learn much more in the next few weeks. And it will tell us not only about the future of this novel virus, but also of the novel vaccines used to battle against it. Now, in economic news today, so far the Bank of England has left their monetary policy and interest rates unchanged. Short-term interest in the UK remains at just 0.1%. Here in the USA, we're hoping that we can break through that 500,000 unemployment level this morning, but it doesn't look like that will be the case. The Street estimates another 540,000 initial claims for unemployment to be announced in a few minutes. Also, we'll get the latest quarterly numbers on productivity, expected to be a mirror image of last year. Look for productivity to rise about 4% for the first quarter of 2020. That was versus a fall of that same number last year. In earnings, Moderna leads the parade today with their conference call coming up at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Altogether, over 450 companies are on the calendar, including healthcare companies Becton Dickinson and Regeneron Pharmaceuticals. Payment company Square and Monster Beverage will round out the top. And that's the value side for Thursday, May 6. I'm David Revell. Please join me in praying that our country may get back to work. Thank you.